You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's action. On this edition, you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Ross Brierley, Paddy Aspel and James Millman in the studio. It's day two of the May Festival at Chester, which includes two great Group 3s, the Huxley Stakes and the Chester Vars. Some good handicaps there as well. We've got jumping at Newton Abbot and Uttoxeter alongside that in the afternoon. Carlisle and Wincanton in the evening and racing over in Ireland from Clonmel, so plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Craig Forsyth. How are you, Craig?
Very well, thanks, Mark.
Good, glad to hear it. Middle of the May meeting at Chester, Craig. The sun shines out. It's we've got York coming up next week. What a time of year.
It's turning, Mark, isn't it? We're getting that little yellow thing has reappeared in the sky. And it's replaced the white stuff that we had last week, which was a little bit indifferent. But, yeah, it's really good. Hopefully the ground starts to dry out everywhere. And we start to proceed with the flat season, which... got off to a decent start at Newmarket at the weekend with the Guineas.
Certainly did. Yeah, we're going to look at day two of the Chester meeting, but we'll move on to that in a little bit. Start with a bit of news, as we usually do. And you're the right man to have in here, Craig, because I'm going to ask you about the Newcastle track, the new Tappeter surface there. Jockey's giving a thumbs up after a trial. And what was your stance on it becoming an all-weather venue in the first
place?
Yeah,
very positive, yeah. Mark. I've always been a person that's looking forward to it. I mean, I won't get to many meetings during the busy summer months when there's lots of racing on, because it's just impossible to try and catch up when you're at one meeting and miss most of the aways. But come the winter time, I'll be a regular at Newcastle. I think it'll be really, really positive change, and you know, the jockeys that rode the track and trainers that have sent horses there yesterday, you know, have all sent really good feedback in. So, yeah, huge positive. And what are we now? 2 weeks away from their first meeting. So, yeah, yes, looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's good that it's a positive, isn't it? Because he got his fair share of criticism. And at least this is a positive step just before they start racing there. So, good news.
Yeah, despite being one of my local tracks, Mark, I always felt Newcastle was quite a difficult track for punting. You know, there was always quite a bias on the straight track in terms of high numbers, low numbers, up the middle. Hopefully, you know, with it being Tappeter surface, there'll be no bias, and hopefully the form will start to work out and it'll become a good punting track, as well as hopefully providing some really competitive racing.
Yeah. Bit of other news as well. Robbie McNamara, used to be a jockey, obviously suffered a terrible accident, ended up paralysed. He's now got his stables in place, and he's going to become a trainer. He's set for his first runners as a trainer in the next few weeks, which is incredibly positive.
Yeah, incredible turnaround from where he was after his accident to where he stands now. And we wish him the best of luck with that change in career, and hopefully it's a great success.
Hopefully so. Last thing I want to talk to you about before we move on to Chester, Craig. The Epsom Derby.
Yes.
Minding is 5-2 favourite with a run at the top of the market at the moment. Mid-term 4-1 US Army Ranger 4s, 9-1 Galileo Gold, 14s for Foundation and Massart, 16s or bigger for the others. We'll learn more about US Army Ranger on Wednesday. We'll get your thoughts on his race in the Chester Vars in a moment or two. But as it stands after the Guineas, Craig, what do you make of the Derby? Because it's still, it's relatively up in the air still, isn't it?
It is, Mark. I don't think, you know, what we've seen at Newmarket has provided too many clues towards the Epsom Derby for me. Galileo Gold was obviously, I thought visually was very impressive. And, yeah, you know, a lot of people are quick to knock the form, obviously with the three market principles being three of the last few horses home in the race. But visually, I thought that Galileo Gold was impressive. I would be slightly concerned stamina-wise for the trip at Epsom, and of course the course. He's, yeah, quite a big horse that, you know, he may get unbalanced coming down the canvas at Epsom. That would be my big concern. Minding, well, you know, she looked really good in the 1,000 guineas on Sunday. it's very hard to compare times, you know, obviously being in the race run 24 hours later, but mine was just over half a second slower than Galileo Gold in the 2000. So, yeah, 5-2 with a run, but, you know, you have to go back a good few years to find the last filly that that won the Derby. You have to go back, what, the best part of 10, 15 for the last filly to run in the Derby, I think.
Yeah.
So you can see what kind of task they face there with Minden with those statistics.
Yeah, and if US Army Ranger comes out and is impressive at Chester, you'd think they wouldn't need to put Minding in there, would they?
Yeah, the thing with US Army Ranger, you know, it doesn't look a really good trial, and you would expect the horse to win, Mark. So, you know, could well shorten again or on the back of that. But mid-term, I was very impressed with him
on his
reappearance. I think he's a big player in the Derby. And, of course, we've got probably one of the best trials for it next week at York in the Dante Stakes. You know, that usually provides really strong clues. So hopefully we'll have a clearer picture around about, this time next week after the York trial's been run.
Yep. One horse we won't see at the Derby, by the way, by the looks of things, is Algometer, who finished second to Midterm, who you just mentioned there. Apparently David Simcock is going to aim at the Irish Derby instead rather than the Epsom Classic. So
yeah, you can see where he's coming from in that angle. So, yeah, hopefully it's obviously a boost for Midterm if they possibly think that they may not be able to reverse that form from Sandow.
Yeah, and the Irish kid is a few weeks before Epsom. If he goes and wins, it boosts that form again, doesn't it?
Yeah, so, indeed.
Yeah. Anyway, let's leave that there. Let's move on to day two of the Chester May meeting. We'll look at four races, the first four races on the card, in fact, and we'll get Craig's thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
The first race on Thursday is the 2:10 at Chester, and this one is a handicap, a Class 2 event over a mile and a quarter. It's for the four-year-olds and older. We've got a field of 11 here, betting on site already as well, with Darshini, the 4-1 favourite, 5-1 American Artist, Dark Red is 11-2, 7-1 about What About Carlo and Felix de Vega, 10-1 for Sanocchi and Star and Perfect Cracker, and 11-1 or bigger prices for the others. So pretty open handicap, Greg. It's going to be 7-2, 4-1 the field kind of race. What do you like in there?
I do like Darshini, Mark, as a horse. I thought he was very, very impressive when he won at Doncaster on his seasonal reappearance in 2015. You know, he clocked a really good time that day, and I thought he was a horse to follow. He looked a horse that could probably bag one of the big handicaps at the likes of Royal Ascot or Glorious Goodwood, but he didn't really, you know, progress from that run. And he was slightly disappointing on three subsequent starts. He's come back this year at Chelmsford. And again, you know, visually, he's come from a long way back to win and get on top of a mark of 87. You know, as a four-year-old, I'm hoping that we don't see a repeat of his, you know, the trend of a downhill of his form basically, you know, tailing off towards the end of the season. I hope he can progress from his reappearance run this year. And I do think he's still reasonably well handicapped on a mark of 91. He's drawn in stall 5, which doesn't look a bad place to be. There will be a fair amount of early pace on here. Felix de Vega, who was successful at Ripon, likes to go forward. Sanocchi and Star, Master of Finance, won't be far away. So there will be quite a strong pace on here. So Ryan Moore hopefully can find himself sitting in a good position, 4th, 5th, from a decent draw. And if he comes home as strong as he did at Chelmsford last time, off a £4 higher mark, I think he'll take plenty of beating.
Darshini then, the selection. For Craig there, could take a lot of beating in the 2:10 at Chester. The second race is the 2:40 at Chester. This is the Huxley Stakes, a Group 3 for the Tradesman's Cup. It's over a mile and a quarter. We've got 7 of them in the lineup here, Craig. And we'll start with Western Him, who is going to be relatively short in the market, I think, but things didn't exactly go to plan at Sandown last time.
His finishing effort was slightly disappointing on that occasion, Mark. He travelled with his normal enthusiasm for a large part of that race, but as soon as My Dreamboat, you know, came to him inside the final furlong, Clive Cox's horse, who is very progressive, you know, went past him fairly easy, and that would be of slight concern for me here with seeing that a little bit of a tame finishing effort. Obviously, the other horse that looks to match his level of ability is Canuck Chase, but he carries a £7 penalty here, which won't make life easy for him. I think this is a race where it could pay to look beyond the front two in the market and look for a little bit of a result. And Battalion definitely has the ability to cause something of a little surprise here. And he's the one horse in the race that will go forward from the stalls. But we know he's got two ways of running. He can, you know, drop the lot quite quickly at times. But if he's on a going day with the cheek pieces on, you know, I think he could be a hard horse to pass. And Chester could suit his running style. So I'm going to go for a little bit of an upset here in the 240 with William Haggis's Battalion.
Battalion then for Craig in the 240. The big race of the afternoon is the 310 at Chester, the Chester Vasa Group 3 over a mile and a half. It's for the three-year-olds. It's a derby trial. And Aidan O'Brien's got a very good record in this race. He's won it six times since 2007, including with a derby winner in Rule of the World. And he's got US Army Ranger, who for a long time has been considered a real derby hope in this race, Craig. So is it all about the favourite here?
It is. Looking at the opposition, Mark, he doesn't have an awful lot to beat here. He travelled well on his debut at the Curran in deep ground just over a month ago, and he got the job done. He wasn't knocked about. You know, he should definitely improve for that outing. And, you know, if he does go forward, he is going to be difficult to beat. When you look at the opposition, you know, there's nothing that you can see improving past him. High grounds has still got potential to do a little bit better than his performance when he was third at Sandown behind midterm, but you know, it does need to take another step forward from there. I think the biggest danger could be biodynamic of Carl Burks. I mean, obviously they was very happy to blow what looked at a really good handicap mark at Newmarket. You know, going into the race he was rated 74. He ran on really well, shaping like he still needed the run despite having a blowout on the all-weather at Kempton. And the handicapper reassessed him. You know, he's now rated 94. So they obviously knew what they had going into that race and were happy to blow a mark. He's going forward, and I think he's probably likely to be the biggest danger to US Army Ranger. But, you know, this looks a tremendous opportunity for him to continue his progression and keep on track for the derby.
So when we usually price up the pro race card betting without the favourite. Would biodynamic be one you look at there?
He'd be the one, yeah. Definitely would be the one. You know, I was impressed with his performance, and he certainly looked like he would still come on for that effort. So, yeah, he's definitely the one I would be with in the without market there.
On to the last race, we look at the 3:45 at Chester. This is the Boodle's Diamond Handicap, a Class 2 event over 7.5 furlongs, pretty much. It's for three-year-olds. We've got nine of them in the lineup here, Craig. And some nice three-year-olds in there, actually. What would you make of it?
Yeah, there is, Mark. But yeah, you have to be very impressed with Tom Daskins, Geldon, Arcanada, who, you know, absolutely annihilated his field, really, at Doncaster. He only ended up beating Chelsea Lad by three-quarters of a length, but he had the field strung out from halfway. And, you know, I thought he was value for a lot more than the eventual winning distance on that occasion. He's only gone up £7. You know, he did win his maiden here last year. We know the Daskin team prepare the horse as well for this meeting. I mean, the way he won that Doncaster race, I don't think £7 rise will be enough to stop him following up here. He is drawn in stall 9, but Sylvester D'Souza, the way he ran at Doncaster, shouldn't have too much of a problem getting him to the front early. And I think he's a promising type, and he could go on to achieve, you know, better things than Handicap Company in time. So I think he'll take plenty of beating in the 3:45 Arcanada.
Yeah, that was one thing I was going to ask you. Are you worried about the draw? The fact that he's drawn in 9, no winner of this has come from higher than stall 6 in the past 8 years
it's,
or so.
It's got to be of some concern, but like I said, the last 2 years at Chester, since they've made slight alterations to the track, you know, horses have been winning from wider draws than the obvious. So, you know, with a champion jockey on board as well, Mark, it's a huge positive. I mean, I thought probably one of the biggest dangers, Dark Devil's drawn just one inside him in stall 8. He was very progressive last year, and I think he was the type that will definitely go on and do better as a three-year-old. So, you know, you look at probably the biggest danger on paper, drawn just one inside. The other one to mention is probably Storm Rising. He was very impressive when winning at Newbury. He starts the season reasonably well treated on a mark of 90, Ryan Moore booked. But I just think this is a horse ahead of the handicapper, Arcanada. And despite being stuck out there in 9, hopefully SDS can overcome that.
All right, good stuff, Craig. Let's just have a quick summary then before you go. If you're spinning through your selections for day 2 of Chester's May meeting then.
Starting off in the 210, Mark, Darshini is a selection for Sir Michael Stout and Ryan Moore. A little bit of an upset, hopefully, in the 240 with Battalion winning. And the 310 looks a good opportunity for US Army Ranger to win. And finally, in the 345, we're going for Tom Daskins' Arcanada.
Superb. Good work, Craig. Good luck and enjoy it on Thursday.
Thank you, Mark.
There you go. The thoughts of Craig Forsyth. On Thursday's racing, you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm. Ross Brierley, Paddy Aspel and James Millman will be the team in the studio. It's day two of the May Festival at Chester. Great racing to look forward to there on the Rudy. We've got Newton Abbott and Hugh Toxter alongside that in the afternoon. It's Carlisle and Wincanton in the evening on the domestic front and racing over in Ireland from Clonmel. So plenty to get stuck into. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Thursday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.